This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Today is about pondering plants I hadn't thought to place in my garden. As I perused my Burby catalog, I spotted a sesame plant. The plant itself is actually prettier than I thought. It has wonderful white to pink blossoms that flower for a long period. Then pods form and break open in mid-September, releasing their pear-shaped seeds. You can use the seeds in salads, toast them, and add to all kinds of dishes. Sesame seed is one of the oldest oilseed crops known, domesticated well over 3,000 years ago. It does take time. Plant after the first frost date and then hang on for about 100 days. Pretty much the growing season for many of us. I'll have more information on GardenBite.com, including their nutritional value. Another plant that may be an option is the artichoke. I make a fabulous crab artichoke dip every year for Christmas and see that Burpee offers a hybrid plant called Lulu, which makes it worth a try in our Midwestern climes where it would be an annual. A culinary delicacy since ancient Rome, the giant flower buds offer a one-of-a-kind experience. Lulu gets top market for flavor and productivity. They are heavy feeders and need plenty of room to grow. Some places suggest about 5 feet worth. Frighteningly, they're related to thistle, but we don't have anything to worry about as it won't live through our winters. Artichokes are low in saturated fat and cholesterol while being a rich source of fiber, vitamins, and minerals. They have the highest oxidant levels out of all the vegetables, according to a study done by the USDA. And out of 1,000 plants, different types of foods, they rank number 7 in antioxidant content. Antioxidants are one of the primary means of defense for the immune system against the effects of free radicals. Check out GardenBite.com for growing information and much more. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.